So Donald Trump's big mouth gets him in trouble, and then usually one of his staffers pays the price for it. And again, the guy that he fired or demoted or whatever before is gone again. Remember him, the guy that was in the pushing video with the reporter, and it looked like he really hadn't done anything anyway. Bottom line is Donald Trump's big mouth is going to be the final nail in his coffin, I believe, unless something changes pretty quick when it comes to the general election. Yes, people are fed up. Yes, people are concerned about radical Islam. But the way that Trump brings it across, I think after a while people are starting to get sick of it. I could be wrong. I hope I am wrong, because the alternative isn't much better. So Trump, I saw a show the other day, needs to take some time off, a few days, to get his foot out of his mouth. I'm using that from an analogy of another person. And hopefully, once his foot is out of his mouth, the stuff that spews out of it will be common sense and not the garbage that he's been yapping lately. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.